The following segment is from Monday, Football Monday, on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
You mentioned diving in. I hope you brought a wetsuit, Pete, like one lucky fan did on Sunday Night Football, because we are headed to the Bay Area, where the San Francisco 49ers suffered their fourth loss of the season, 30-18 at the hands of the Indianapolis Colts. Indy now sits 3-4 on the season. San Francisco, a meager 2-4. Our man, Rob Stats Guerrero, was plenty pissed off on the Niners Nation postgame show I saw. The pitchforks are coming for Kyle Shanahan, Pete. This is not a good time to be the son of Mike.
No, this was a surprising game to me. I thought it'd be a little bit closer than the final score. It kind of was a little bit closer than the final score would let you believe. It was a running back show early with Elijah Mitchell and Jonathan Taylor. Once they kind of set that tone, I thought that would be like the game, that they would just continue to run the football. But there was a bit of passing in this game. Before we get into the passing of it and Carson Wentz and whatnot, I know for a fact, I've known you, how long have we known each other now? I don't even know. It's been too long. Yeah. But what I'll say is this. I knew when I saw this that I was like, this is just such an RJ thing. Both running backs, 18 carries, 107 yards, and one touchdown. You were probably beaming after seeing that stat line.
I was, but I'll be honest with you. So there are times in, I don't know, May, times in certainly June, where you're thinking to yourself, like, I feel like the classic bad game in our minds is Titans-Jaguars. I know Titans are a sore thing for you today. But, you know, like, but in those dark days of the NFL offseason, you tell yourself, man, what I wouldn't give. You know, I'd watch a Thursday night football game between the Titans and the Jaguars in those ugly color rush uniforms right now. Like, I would totally take that. Yeah. This game really tested things for me. My wife and I started watching Yellowstone over the weekend, and I had a hard time, you know, fighting the urge to fire up an episode and put this game on the iPad. But I didn't, because I'm good at my job. The San Francisco 49ers, Pete, this is what I tweeted. Make me like football less.
RJ, I hate to say it, but I thought Carson Wentz had some swagger to his game on this Sunday night. 17 of 26, 150 yards. Okay. Two touchdowns, but for a 106 rating. And I thought he was timely in when he decided to take off and run. He had four carries for 23 yards, and one of them was a touchdown that fooled the camera out of them. It was a kind of like a bootleg type deal. Yeah, I thought Wentz played a nice game. Suddenly the Colts are 3-4. It's an AFC. I don't necessarily think that the Colts are suddenly a playoff team, but they're playing good enough football to make them at least interesting this year, whereas I don't feel that way than the other side.
A huge game for the Colts coming up this week against the Tennessee Titans. That's the measuring stick for them, certainly. But after that, they get games against the Jaguars and the Texans, I believe. Let me just double check here. But that Titans game is going to be huge. And this is something that BLG has mentioned before, you know, that their schedule lightens up. I'm sorry, they have Tennessee this coming week, and they have the Jets on Thursday Night Football. Gross. And the Jaguars. We'll get to that Jets game in a moment. But yeah, I don't know that I know you're not, like, you know, anointing Carson Wentz. He's been fine. He's been a less chaotic version of himself than we saw last year and certainly have seen over the last couple of years. I don't know that I feel like the Colts made the right decision, but I mean, you know, they are what they are. My biggest takeaway. Go ahead.
No, just quickly on Wentz. I'm not saying that this guy is suddenly top five, top 10 type franchise elite guy, but I'm saying, like, could he play in that 10-20 window? And if he's just not turning the football over, play in that 10-15 range? It's starting to seem like it. And so I just think you adjust your expectations of him. And I'm sure he's doing this with himself. I think he could be a quarterback for you, like a Teddy Bridgewater, someone who can be efficient and win games when the rest of the team plays well. I don't think it's a complete disaster that we might have thought.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.